Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Today we're holding here Shir number 9 in the Hanukkah Mishnah, the Beis HaLevi. The country we gave out is on page Yud Gimel. So again, here this last page of the Mishnah, it's more like just ending off. Bring out the Nekudas that we spoke about, which was that the Iker Nekudas of Hanukkah is to be bring it all into the Bia and to be made. That's Mechoshev. And that thing that we learn Barichas also in the Shum Vajisayichud, that's like the dog of Godless Shlishi. That the Indian is that to be Megal Kaviyoch of the Atmos in the Bia itself. Because Dafka through the Protim, when the Protim are Megal the Pshitas, that's called the Gil of the Atmos. And that's what we're saying is the Chiddush of Chanukah, where the Ora Keser goes down to be in the Meir, the actual Choshev, which is Madrega higher, than the Indian of Shabbos, which is Naliyah. Yeah, so he says, V'zeu ha-mavur b'mokam atar, she-Yisrael nikroim be'er sheva. Yeah, it says, Klal Yisrael is called be'er sheva, u-be'umut ha-oilum yesh b'nei ches. Hashem, by the goyim, by the umut ha-oilum, you have b'nei ches b'chines ches. So, the choy, what he's trying to bring out is that, he's trying to say that by the goyim, they're, called b'nei ches, which is being around the setting of the chitonius, because their shoresh, is only from a kind of chitonius, mashen king klal Yisrael had the shoresh of the pnimius. So he says, she-be'emes nishmas Yisrael heim pnimius chitonius barach, that the shoresh of neshama is from the pnimius of the ratzin, al kem b'yechoytum les alus u les kal b'chusis b'ach v'dveik is gemuru. That's why dafka klal Yisrael, nishmas Yisrael, has the koyach to be oilam, to be miskal in the achtus, dveik is gemuru, because the emesis, the whole Shoresh Dveikus comes, from within our neshama. So the Nishma itself, which comes from the Pnimius, comes from the Tzilus, and the Shoresh is from, Yisrael Olam Machshava Tzilu. So Klal Yisrael has the courage to have a emesis Dveikus HaGadosh Baruch Hu. V'chinis Hadveik V'midoyis V'chinis Gelel. V'chinis Shiva V'shiva Mutokis. That the Derech Dveikus is that rather a person can be dogging the Atzmus Mamish. That the Dveikus goes through the Midas. This is something we spoke Arichas a few times. That the way we reach the Atzmus is by being doubled to the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Sphiris. So through that, we can have a Shaychus to the Gila of the Atzmus. But Bechinus Umas HaOilom, that's what we think, that's in your Shiva, which is the Shiva Midas of the Menorah. But Bechinus Umas HaOilom, Heim Bechinus Chitonius, that Mashen in the Goyim, the Umas HaOilom, they're Shoresh from Chitonius. They don't have a shortage from the opinions of the Oilmus. Sh'en b'yicholkim la'alus yil kal b'chusis b'ar mitam sh'en y'shayit b'o yizbar b'chiz yesh v'dover nifr chas v'shalom. And therefore, since the shortage is only from the chitonius, they don't have the choylus to be dover sh'akadosh baruch hu to the midas, because in the midas there's no dover yesh v'nifrod, and since their shortage is from the yeshus, from the period, so therefore they have no connection to the midas sh'akadosh baruch hu. And this is what, it says in the beginning of Tanya, right in the beginning, that, Klal Yisrael has a chelik al-kami mal-mamish, and that's, that's why Dr. Klal Yisrael has the koyach to be dovek in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And again, the dveikus is through the midas atzilus, and through that, we zoichet to eilov al-idei midoichet. Aber bei Emes ha-mechuvin, she dafka afilu l'mata bebechim eskitzoyim yeskafi v'tavcha chashoichel en-oiru, that the Emes like a mechuvin is, that not only are we supposed to be
Kol HaLashon
and be double to the midas, but like we learned by Rishas here in the Maimon, that the Iker is to bring down this Ora Keser and bring it down to the Chitonius, that it should be Skafi V'Shavcha Chashoichel En-Hoyru, which means that we're supposed to be Mahapach to Choyshech to Or. We're supposed to be Koyfer and Mahapach to Choyshech to Or. Alkin Ein Devi Choyru Kimal Dein Ner Chanukah B'Ches Yom Dafku. That therefore this Indian is Dafka by Chanukah, which we were saying by the base of Mikdash, which had the Shiva names, that was more the Indian of what we learned by Shabbos, which is Nalio, Mimasa Lamaila. Mashengi Chanukah, which is Ches, Shuar to Melech HaShmini, which is the Indian from the aura of the Melech HaShmini, the Melech HaTikun. Bechinus Hadoik Niskelel. Bechinus Korch HaTzmusis Bach Niskelel. By Chanukah, which is Ches Yomim, we're mamshich from the Indians from the Melech HaShmini, which means that we bring down the Or into the Choshev to be made as Mahoshev. Yeah, so this is that which Bnei Chanukah mitzvahs have the custom, Shetishka Chamo, Ashetich Leregim Nasho, that this is the reason why Chanukah, the mitzvah is from Shkiel until Ashetich Leregim Nasho.
Can I ask a question? It's kind of off tangent, I mean, a little bit. I always have this question. This whole concept that the rabbi was just mentioning that, you know, a goy has no shaychus to to Hashem in in comparison to a yid. So, the question is, a goy when the goy wants to become a yid, do we always say in that case he was once upon a time was a yid and Hashem put him into a gilgul of a goy, or are there cases that a goy that never had a yiddish neshama can become a yid? Did the Mefarshim talk about that?
No, I believe in the Shara Gugulim. I don't remember. I would have to look at it better. But I believe it says in the Shara Gugulim that all the Geirim have had in them the whole time. And this is, you know, something that made them Geirim. Meaning that, I guess they had some sort of mitzvah of Or Pnimi that, you know, that was the reason that brought them, you know, to come into a Geir. And it sounds like more the, you know, to find the Mekar, you know, inside. It sounds like really... Any guy that comes here and, you know, receives his neshama, pshat, he had some mitzvahs before that brought him to that, right. That pushed him, you know, together.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because man, that's the only way to make sense of it according to what you're saying over here. I mean, it seems like there has to be some kind of connection from before.
Right, because else you think what would push them.
Right, okay, fine.
But also explain, you know, what's the mahus, the chilik between, you know, the yin and the goyim. You know, sometimes a person could, you know, you deal with goyim and try to think. So what's really the difference? But here, you know, it's what it says in the Sefer Tanya in the beginning, which is coming really from the Arizal, which we learned in the Sharuch HaKodesh, that we're made up of the, you know, the pnimius of the whole of all the oilimis, which is, you know, Or Elokim, which is something the Dafka of Pali Shalev.
Uh huh.
Yeah, so he says, that this is the reason why this chapter, why that Hanukkah, the mitzvah is from Shkia until the man of Shetesh Leregel Nashok. Perish from Shetesh Kachano, Hain of Chinesa, Perosay, Alakuti, Yvorach, Shafilu, Lamato. That the end of Shkia Kachano is come to say that the Shkia is the time which is the Hester on the Alakos. Shafilu, Lamato, Tichla, Regel Nashok. That even the matter should be tefillah regular in the show. Here is the yitzhakas hachlishe hachitoynis should begin the show for tour of the droid of Shusharabim. That the Indian of, that is from Shkia till tefillah regular in the show is being brahmas on this Indian, that where there's a hetzer on the lakus, which is the Indian of Shkia, there will bring down the oath to be mahapach the chlishe hachitoynis, and that's the Indian of tefillah regular in the show, which shuk means the two of the parodia of Shutarabim. Tefillah Regel Menashuk is trying to say that this is the art of the Chitonis which will be happens to the Chodesh of Ta'or. The Zayin Yochalit Kivushe Yim Meir B'chin Savayo Hanik V'Shemin B'chin Hashem Elikim Hanik V'Ksino. That the Oikon that will happens to the Chodesh of Ta'or is what, you know, we learn about this in the Maimer, is that Etzim Ora Kester, that's the Ner, that's the actual age, you know, the fire that's lighting. And what brings down the Ner, the Keser, down to the Hester, that's the Shemen, which the Shemen is the Shem Avaya. And it brings it down to be Megala into the Shem Elikim, to be Mahapach, the Shem Elikim, which is the Hester, to be Mahapach at the Or.
Whenever we're learning the pre Eitz Chaim, it seems like the Havaya was the Yid himself, no? Is that how you understood it? When we're learning... The Havaya, the was actually the Yid holding the flame.
Right, I mean, it was saying over here that, like, the, you know, the person is, like, you know, the Makovat is their Ampin, so, like,
right. That's not how the Avodah Salevi is learning, though. Avodah Salevi is learning that the Mimutza is the Shemin, while the Arizal was learning that the Mimutza is the Adam. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm saying again. The Arizal was saying that the person is like the Zer Ampin, which and the Zer Ampin is being mamshich from itself for Ora Keser down to the Malkus.
Right, but that's not how the basis. That's not how the Avodah Salevi is learning. I'm saying Avodah Salevi is the Shemin.
No, I'm saying the Darida is more bringing out the point that the person who's like Merkab to the Zampin, you know, the Zampin has in his Ora Keter, which is going down to the Malchus. Now, the question is that this Ora, which is going down to the Malchus, what's the Mamutsu that could bring down the Keter to the Malchus?
Right, that was meaning, the Adam. Like, that's the Adam doing it.
No, let's say once Adam like brings down the net to the Malchus, which is like, you know, the actual fire on the psilo, so you still, the psilo lets it move to the Malchus, so you need a mamutsu to let that Ora Keter reach the Malchus and reach all the madregas and beat to be mahapas to chayshu ta'or. So in that we're saying the mamutsu is the shaman. And you know, it's really like, it's like two steps.
I see, okay, fine. Uh-huh.
So it says, Lamte, but what Nukudiyah that in the Priya time we think that the Havaya Ekir, that the Havaya is the, you know, the Zer Ampin, and the Ekir is the Keser, is the Ora Keser. But according to the Priya time, the Ekir is going on the Malchus. Here we're saying, here he's referring to the Ekir as the Ora Keser Mitzad itself. I don't think it's a serious, just, you know, talking about in two different stages, meaning, when Darida talks about Havai Eki, he's referring to Havai, which is the Zampin, and the Eki, which is the Malchus, once it gets to Ora Keter. Here, the, you know, the Baruch Hashem is more talking about before it gets here, that the Inyan of Eki is the Ora Keter, which comes down with the Milo, and the Havai, the Zampin, which is here, the Shem and the Chochmo, that's what brings it down to the Malchus. So, you know, it's like what we were saying before, it's really uh-huh. like, you know, two steps.
Okay.
Yeah, so it says Zayn Yafal Yiskim Shayir May Bechin Tavai Hanikir Shemin Bechin Shemin Kemen Nikir Psilo, that the Oifin had to bring down the Oif to be Mahab Chayshif the Oif, that's through the Shemin, which that's the Mamutsu to be made, that's the Mahayshif. The Gamze Zapka like that, Mavar Bavar La Yikir Bechin Osim. This is what we learned before, that this, that the Shemin is bringing down the Oif Kesser, it's not like there's a chilik between Mavar, or Derech Mavar and Derech Islapshus, meaning, a lot of times you have a thesis that explains that we have the Seder Shtauslus, and the Oyers go down the Seder Shtauslus, and usually when the Oyers go down, each Darga that it gets lower, the Oyer gets, you know, gets schwacher, because it's mislabish in the lower parts. So that's why, you know, we're only able to be makabel from the lowest Pasufim, because over here already it's an Oyer of Islapshus that we can receive the Oyers. But there's an Oyer where the Oyer goes down in the Seder Shtauslus, which is called the Derech Mavar, meaning Derech Mavar is that the actual Ora doesn't get any shinui from each part of it. It's just, you know, that, like a mavar, it's just going down the system to reach, you know, its place that it wants to get to. So we're saying that by Chanukah, the Ekir, the Ora Keser, this that it's going down the Chochmo, which is the Shemin, it's not that it's slabish, it's not that the Chochmo is, it's not being slabish in the Chochmo and then, you know, getting lower dialogue. Yeah.
Just, the Chokhmah is just holding it. The Chokhmah is just holding it. It's just transferring
just
it down.
That's letting it go through. Right.
Wow. It's very powerful. It's very powerful.
Right. That was all the Kudu. Right. That was what we explained earlier. That's why, you know, Hanafi said the Shemin doesn't have to go after the Psila Likuv. It's only Lechatchila, because since it's not a Slapshus, so it's only, you know, it's only like an Agav that can Kli come up, you know. But that Agav, we need some sort of Kli to bring it down. Mashenki in Shabbos, there is a slapshus because, you know, we don't have this in of the actual Ora Keter being made into the Chosh. Yes, so it says, Ki b'chinosu shizgal l'mata dafkak moshu v'tzmusi yivorot l'maylo, yitam v'das, that because the Nekud is that we want this Ora Keter v'dav mazvar, that we should have the Ora Keter the way it is l'maylo, that it should also be l'mata. Rak b'chinosu netzachos yisoy, and we want to bring it down to the Nayi, meaning, we want to bring it down to the lowest madrig into the Malchus to be mapped of the Choshev Ha'or. Zel Mashikosev Lamentech HaLashminis, that it says in Tillim Lamentech HaLashminis, so he says, Pirish Shebechinus Dovr HaMelech HaSholim Hu Bechinus Malchus Shemispahashet Es Lamater of the Briya Yitzir HaTiyo, that Dovr HaMelech, he's the, you know, the regular V from the Merkava, that's in of the Malchus, which is Mispahashet into the lower oil in the Briya Yitzir HaTiyo, the Bechinus Hastorah, the Tzimtzumim Rabin, that the Malchus goes down into the Oilim, it's an Oifen of Tzimtzumim Rabin, meaning the Malchus is what, you know, created the Briya Yitzir HaTiyo by making, you know, the Mesokim and all the Mechitzes, that you don't have the Ora Vasilus. That there shouldn't be a hester from the Tzimtzum to be masked on the Likud, Gamkin HaYitzorach Lo'ev is in the Shmini on Niskelel. What he's explaining is that the Inn of Lamentech HaShmini is that it's, you know, Dovra Melech, in Tehillim, Dovra Melech is the Inn of the Malchus, which goes down into Biyah. And we're saying that to make that there's no hester on the Likud in Biyah, that thing of HaShmini is the Inn of Shmini, which is the Melech HaShmini, which is the Koyach of the Atmos, that we learned, you know, by Yisrael here, that through that we can make that machoishu. The law in Sidboi Lamanatseach, the Kinnis Yitzchon, the Maile Mitam Vadas, that in of Lamanatseach, the Shoresh of Netzach, which is Lamaile Mitam Vadas, Shabazar Yoch, Lahapit Lamata, Yesh Gashmi, Latsun Sidboi Sinitzkeleel. That the Inn of Netzach, which is Yitzchon, is the Inn of Lamaile Mitam Vadas, meaning that it's not an Inn Sichli that we could be Mahavas Achoishu Ta'or. It's l'mayim mitam v'das, and it's the Indian of Nitzchon, you know, Netzach, that we see that, you know, we did this Indian, we mahavet etzmag yesh agashmi tatmus yizvot, and that's the Indian of Lamentea. Hashem, like the Dike of Chochmah, which is the Indian of Shabbos, which is Bidl B'Metzias, that l'choy, you could say, is not called l'mayim mitam v'das, because when you bottle B'Metzias to the Oren Tzoyiv, you know, in this Madreg of Chanukah, that's called a Bidl of Tam v'das. Meaning, when we say the Inyan of Shabbos, which here is made the Inyan of Chochmah, which is little bit of Matthias, that's not the Inyan of Lamayim Mitam Vadas, since when the Oren Tov is made, it's Bederach Memele that everything, you know, comes bottled in Matthias to the Or. Hashem can say that there's the Inyan of Or HaKesef, which is made the Etim HaKoshech, that's called, you know, Gilu Lamayim Mitam Vadas. That Gamkin Shmoni Tamei Milo, that this is also the Inyan by the, you know, Shmoni Tamei Milo that we wait 8 days before the Bris Milo. Kimila he has the orlo. The Inyan of Mila is to take off the orlo. The Chinnis Ra Gashmi. The Inyan of the orlo is the Inyan of Ra, the Klippis, which is on the Tinnik. The Gdeshi is out of Simi. You know, in the Sefer Oitzes Chaim, it's in Eitz Chaim also, there's the whole five, the last five prophets, you know, Mazel Barichas, so Kavanos of Milo. So there you can see what it means, the orlo and, you know, all the Chinnis. Okay, you do. But the Nakuta is that we're taking off the Klippis, you know, to let his fashness of the orlo into the, you know, the Shoresh of the Neshama. So you can imagine the reason why there's 8 days before is Gampino Aldeis Oyes Hashmini Kinnis Gilal, because to bring the Inyan of Bris Mila, to bring the Inyan of Kedusha, we're being Ma'ir the Inyan of Shmini, the Kinnis Atzmusi Yisbarach Kinnis Gilal. The Inyan of Shmini is the Inyan of Atzmusi Yisbarach, which is the Inyan that we learned before is the Inyan of the Neis Chanukah, which is in the, you know, Lashon of the Ban Kashal, that's the Chokhmah Timosh of Arich. And the way he explained it is that that's the mamutah to bring the Ora Kesef down the mountain.
The Hem Gamkin. What does that have to do with a Bris Mila? I mean, in one way we're saying a Bris Mila has 8 days because the Klippot is coming to the eighth day. I don't understand what's the comparison with the Klippot, with the Orla, with the Bris Mila on the eighth day.
No, it sounds like what he's trying to say is that, you know, he's it's a little bakit here, but he's trying to say that by the Mila, where dear the Indian is, to bring down the Kedusha into the Yesha Gashmi, so you need this Inyan of Shmini, you need also this Inyan that we want to bring down the Ora Kesef to be Mahapach the Choshe Sa'or. You know, he didn't explain exactly which Nakudi meant, but what he's saying is that by Bris Mila we also have this Inyan, we're being Ma'or this Ora Kesef to be Mahapach the Yesha Gashmi Kalikos. You know, it could be like right when the baby is born, to take off the Klippas and make him Nichlon Alikos, you need such a, you know, Ora Kesef, because the regular Ora Chochma maybe wouldn't be able to bring, you know, a Tinnik which just came to this world into the Ora Liki.
Because the eighth day is connected.
Yeah, that's what we imagine, that the Inyan of Shmini, that's the Inyan of the Melech HaShmini, is the
Nine
Melechim Shemish Brew. So he's saying that when we say Shmini, that was, you know, he said before, Lam Techel HaShmini. We're trying to say that there's his oiras from the Melech HaShmini, which that's the Ora Atmos, the Ora of, you know, Bino, the Etim Abino, the Ora Chochmos Timo. So he's saying by Bris Mila you also have this Or. Saying, but again, you're correct. He didn't explain here, you know, which part of the Bris. Why do we need it? You know, he's just saying that that's the end of Shmoni by the Bris. Yes, yeah, so he says in Gamkin Shmoni Mei Meluim Kiyudu Ahakav Gedeshi Lamata Einod Beemes Koy Lamaylan. Also, the end of the Shmoni Mei Meluim is also the Inyan of Shmoina. He's trying to bring out that whenever you see the Inyan of Shmoina, what that thing Ramaz is, that would bring down the Olam Mata to make the Einam Mavadik Vajul Lamaido. I think, you know, that it says in other form also, maybe in Maral, I'm not sure, that, you know, that Din of Shmini is always trying to bring out Lamaila Minateva. I mean, you know,
right.
Same idea over here. Meaning that the Din of Shiva, the Din of Shiva is more that we're being Nichlal, Mimata Lamaila, the Oil Aki. A Shanki Shmoin is that we're bringing down that oil into the Atma Choshim. Yes, he says, Zeo Pirish Apostle Kiata Torah Nevi, and, you know, he started off the mind with this Apostle that he wants to explain the Apostle Kiata Torah Nevi, that the Apostle Kiata says that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, made the way that David HaMelech could be, you know, could fight on the Chomer. Pirish Kishayeh Lamata, Bechinis Etim Koy Hashu Osli, Shu Shabu Lamata Kmoy Bat Musoi, that Kiata Torah Nevi means that it should be, David Melch was saying that it should be Meir Lamato of Etzim Koyach HaShvo, just like it is Lamayil Batmusoi, Shezel Bechins Mekor Agilu Dafka Kenis Bilel. That's what it means, Ki'ato, L'choy is saying Ki'ato, like the Atmos Taviyachol Torah Neir, it should be Meir the Or of the Atmos, which is Meir the Etzim HaKosh of the Or. V'yeh Bechins Havayi, Bechins Alekim Lamato Kenis Bilel, that Hainu Shafil Lamato Bishtavsus Yemeir, that even Lamata Beishtausos, all the lower Madregas should be made of a Keter, me b'chins chachmosa b'notu yizborch niskelel, ainu l'mayu mitam v'das. That this other Atmos should be made in the whole Seder Shtausos, you know, even in the Chochma, in the Wien, and all the Madregas l'mayu mitam v'das, oz achkach yir b'chins Havayi Yagi Echoshki. And through that we'll have the Inyan of Havayi Yagi Echoshki, which means that the Havayo Yagia will be made the Choshev, that the actual Choshev will be Or, meaning through the Or HaKesed coming down, then the Havayo, which is the Shemen, will be made the Etma Choshev by being the Kabbalah and bringing down the Or HaKesed. Not like the way the Havayo is Mitzad itself, that's just Doifah the Choshev. That you have the Havayi Mitzad itself, which is just Doifu Choshev, you know, according to whichever or it's Mamshech. Al Shafilu HaChoshev, Yisabach Lo, the Inyan of the Havayi Yagia Choshev is saying that when this Ki'at HaTorah Nevi, when the Eivish himself, the Koich HaAtmos, is Meir, then the Havayi, then the Shemin is Mahabas the Choshev to Or. Einish Lo Yat Teklar Lo Lekus, the Mitzad Atmos, Yisbar Shu Bremes, Bishmai Mimar Lo, Oris Mitzad HaTorah Nevi, Bishover. And through that we'll see the Gil of Ein Oid, which means that we'll see how even in this world, which is, you know, seems to us as a double Yeshua Nifrod, really it's just the Gili of the Pshitas, and this is the, you know, the biggest Gili of the Einon Vadri. Shemitara Emsa Choshech Milkok Me'at Musis Baruch Shul Lomayel Me'at Tov Kenis Tilel. And because the evidence is that even the Choshech itself, that comes from the Atmos, and therefore by being made or a Keser, through the Shemen, that we may have the Choshech Tov in the Gal V'yichud even the Masu. And this Indian, he also started off in the mind that he wants to explain this Indian that says, Kineh Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Pirish Kiv Mitzvah Yesh Beis HaBechinnis. That in every Mitzvah you have two Bechinnis. Haino Ha'or Shal HaMitzvah. V'Gam HaMitzvah V'Atma Shih Dafka L'Mat Basi Yigash Mi Dafka. Mitam Shashoyis HaMitzvah Nulkocha Mi Atmus Yizbar Dafka V'Yedua. What he's saying here is that every Mitzvah has two Inyonim. You have the actual or of the mitzvah, which l'chore means, you know, like the Indian, the kavanos of the mitzvah. Let's say with Arias of Mazgal, every mitzvah is mamshech, you know, or the key through the actual mitzvah. But that or, that is like the or ha-chokhma, which is, you know, it's doich the choshech, but it's not mahapach the choshech to or. The chedek of the mitzvah, which is mahapach the choshech to or, that's the actual pu'ula gashmi. Because the Pu'ula Gashmi, that's something that we do in, you know, in the Olam Atzilut, and after that what has the koyach to be mamshech the koyach ha'atmos. Meaning the chelek ha'kavonos of the mitzvah, that's more the chelek ha'or. And the chelek ha'or is what he said before, that the or is doyche choyshech, but it's not mahape choyshech to or. Mashenkin, when a person does the koyol, the ma'ase mitzvah in this world, then he's mamshech the koyach of the actual atmos, which, you know, we said before is the chokh mitzimo and the ainsef shabrad lo.
That seems like a higher level then, no? When you're transforming the choshek into or.
Right. So definitely, you know, it's a higher level because it's the Indian of Keter. But, you know, this is what we explained, you know, a few times, that the emphasis that this dagger of Keter, of being Mahavah Choshev Ta'or, since it's higher than Or, so it's not really a Gilui, meaning there's no real Kli that we should be able to see this Or HaKeter, because it's Lamayla Min HaSogah, it's Lamayla Min HaVadat. The only way to see it is through the Or HaKhochma. Yeah, you know, that's what we spoke out a few times. So, meaning each mitzvah has two chalakim. It has the or and the actual mitzvah. The or is like the or of chokhmah, and the actual mitzvah is, you know, the dag of keser. And this is what we also in the Oy Seyichot, that when a person does the pool of keser, then the or could be mayor, you know, and be megalu the or of keser that he was mamshech. That's also, you know, we spoke out a few times that the actual or of keser, that's really through Kabbalah's or, meaning when a person is mevatel himself, you know, fully Takadosh Baruch Hu, that's what brings down the Or HaKeter. Meaning when a person does a mitzvah because it's the mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the only reason why he's doing it, that makes him, you know, just like, you know, a long hand of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what brings down this dag of Or HaKeter. And how much should I have a shyness to it, that's, you know, according to the Or, you know, how much he has a shyness to the Or, that's how much he'll have a gilui to the end of the Keter.
Yeah.
So Zel Gam can appear Bechor is Gedud. That it says in the end of the pasuk over there, Bechor is Gedud. That, you know, it's the pasuk saying that David Melch was saying that how Kadosh Baruch Hu helped him, you know, fight the Melchomas. So he's saying Pish Bechor Bechinus Hasagas Elikos Mata Lamaylo. That he's saying the word Bechor means like in Kadosh Baruch Hu. With a Kadosh Baruch Hu, his Or, that's talking about the Indian of the Or, which is Mimata Lamailu. Basagas Yehudi Yitbarach. That, you know, that's more like the Indian of Shabbos. That Bazel, Or is Gedud. Or is Gedud is like a lashon of, you know, jumping. I think Gedud maybe means like defense or maybe means like the army. But the way he's teaching it here is that Bechor is Gedud, that Bechor in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning when I go Mimata Lamailu, so then, Or is Gedud, Bechinus Nishtaushus, Oilim is Zemizeg, Gavoyim al Gavoyah, Shoimer, Gavoyim aleim, Beribia Prasim, Begdeli, Kalbach, Tusi is Baruch. Or is Gedud means that, like, he'll reach its vacus in the Kaddish Baruch, going in Hatelamailo, going off the whole Seder Shtaushus, which the Seder Shtaushus has Prasim laying case, and each Darga and Darga is another Indian of how he's Zoyk to vacus in Hatusi is Baruch. Meaning that's the first Madrega. And again, this is, you know, an important nekuda that, you know, when you learn the Kavanos a little, you see how every mitzvah and every tefillah is a dagger in the Seder Shtaushlus, and a person has to be able to attach it into Avodo, how it's a madrega of Dveikus that he's able to reach. So that's one thing, that's the aura of the Seder Shtaushlus, you know, going to Mata Lamailo. Aval Eikul Shadat Lamata Yir Ein Oy. But the Iker is the Indian of the Keter, meaning till now this was more the Indian of the Chochmah. The Chochmah is really the Or HaKeter, which is mayor, you know, better to say the Shtaushlus. But after that, the Iker is the Dafka L'mato, you know, the Iker is the Or HaKeter, which goes down Dafka L'mato, and it's Megala, even L'mayla, the Ein Oy, V'afilo Yesh HaGashmi, Yibot L'atzmutsoy, Mitad L'mayla, Mitam Das Daiko, that through the Or HaKeter, it's mayor into the Yesh HaGashmi, Mitad itself. That the Yesh HaGashmi itself is bottle lamayla mitam v'das. The beginning is the lekaya dalik shur. That this is the end of the pasuk that it says the lekaya dalik shur. I know kishe yir meir beginning is shmini kinis gilel. When it's meir the inyan of the shmini, the melech shmini, which is the korcha atmos. Beginning is atmos is lamatul kamay lamaylo. Through the melech shmini, it's meir the korcha of the atmos down in this world, just like it is lamaylo. Meaning that, you know, what he was mazal barichus that mitzad Kadosh Baruch Hu everything is bashvo gemuru. So mitzad Kadosh Baruch Hu lemaila the yesh and the ayin is one inyan. So the inyan of the Or HaKeter is to bring down that lamata where we have the yeshus. It should also the yesh and the ayin should also be bashvo, you know, in one inyan. Yeah, and just the chilik is that lemaila there's no yeshus bechlau. So there it's more that the koyach of the ayin the yesh is dear bashvo gemuru. And we want to bring down that inyan lamata where in this world there is yeshus, you know, this is, the world is a real matzias, and we want to be megal in this world, the koyach hashvo within the yeshus itself. So that's what it's saying, yechonin ledalik afilo hashor, b'chinat hester. That b'chinat alekai adalik shor is going on this inyan, that we mamshich lekoicha atmos, and we go even to the Hester itself. Heinish leyatzer shem tzimtzum afilu matu. And the tzimtzum is not matu afilu matu. That's what it means. Adalik shur, meaning that he could be medalik even into the Hester itself. So meaning the first part of Kibuchor, the beginning of the part of Kibuchor is Gedud was referring to the Madrego of Shabbos, of the Beit HaMikdash, where we're going Yomata Lamailo, in the Seder Shtauslos, where each step is another Madrego Dreikus, and that's Kibuchor is Gedud, that we're going up in the whole Seder Shtauslos, being more and more, you know, bottled and doubled to the Achtos of the Baruch Hu. And then the next target is Elikaya Dalek Shur, Elikaya, which is the Elikim, the symptom, that the next, you know, the Ikka Kavonin, that to go into the symptom itself and be medalik the Hester and be megalik the koyach hashvon in the Hester itself. Medalik amazing. And again, you know, when someone's looking at the Ner Chanukos, that's really this whole mimer that the actual fire, the actual age, that's the Orach Hester. And the psilo, that's the Elikim and the Adnus, where the Orach Hester is going down, you know, and being made, that's Mechoshech Le'or. And the Mamut is the Shem and the Chochmo, which brings down this Orach Hester to be made the Choshech Le'or.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the, that is something we deserve, you know, to have a chance to Orach Hester, and the fact that it should be Mabuch the Choshech Le'or.
Oh, man. And that's it's a big inyan within those 30 minutes that a person could, is it good to be learning in that time or to be davening in that time?
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, the chod depends on each person, you know, whatever he more connects to, but, you know, the davening is definitely, you know, he's, the davening is more in of dveikis where, you know, every person, chod maybe it's tied to do both, but I'm saying, definitely the tefillah is what mechaved the neshama, you know, more begilui. Like the Baran Tushal is mazvet, that the avoid of tefillah, that's more like the avoid of or. Meaning the actual connection, that's the avoid of tefillah. The inyan of Torah, which is, you know, it's a higher inyan, but that really comes after. So L'choyro, you know, it definitely makes sense to do both, but the beginning definitely sounds like it should be the avoid of tefillah. So like you see also, you know, you have many tefillahs from all the three different tzaddikim, so it sounds like, you know, that's, and like it says in the halacha, that this man, you know, mesugal, you know, the fact, you know, for the children and for all young. But there's also an inyan of actual dveikus of, you know, looking at the neighbors, and then, you know, once you have this mind, so you're misbarmin the Orach Hester, that itself connects to the person, to the Orach Hester.
Right, definitely.
So that's the inyan for itself.
Yeah. Perfect. We appreciate it very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.